I tell you what, he was really surprised. That's the only thing I can say. He was really surprised because every morning when he would wake up, he would have a different name. His mother would call, Billy, Billy. He said, oh my gosh, not a new name today. And the next morning, same thing would happen again. Tommy, it's time to get up now. Oh my gosh, he was just going wild and crazy. He said, what's it going to be on Saturday? Well, I wonder what name I'm going to have on Saturday. Well, Saturday rolled around, and there she was, right there at the door. Knock, knock, knock. Hello, wake up, Georgie. Time to get up now. Oh, my gosh, he was just going crazy. He never knew what name he was supposed to use during the day. For example, if that particular day he was a Doug, well, when he got down to the table to have breakfast, she'd say, how are you doing, Dougie? He'd say, I'm doing pretty good. And then she'd say, well, Dougie, what are you going to do today? He'd go on like that. Then he'd turn around and say, my name is not Dougie. It's not Doug. My name is Jeff. Oh, you silly boy, she'd say. And they'd go on for the rest of the day trying to convince her that his name was really Jeff. Well, never went over very well because his mother never remembered her own son's name. Can you imagine that? Never, ever remembered her own son's name. One day it'd be Jack. Next day it'd be Dick. Next day it'd be Tom. Did he ever just go round and round and round? I don't know what she was thinking. But in any case, here's what he decided to do. He would put up a note right on the refrigerator. I am Jeff. And she'd come up in the morning and say, good morning, Billy. Same old name again. I'm not Billy. Look on the refrigerator. Look who see who I am. She'd go down to the refrigerator and look. Jeff? You're not Jeff. You're just kidding me. Well, he was going Waka Matilda, and he didn't know what to do. So he just jumped out of bed real fast, ran to school, and hid in the closet for about 20 minutes until the teacher came to get him. What's the matter, Jeff? What's the problem? My mother keeps calling me every name under the sun, and I can't take it anymore. What do you mean by that? Well, see, every day she calls me something else, and I can't take it anymore. Well, what does she call you? Everything. Everything. She's always calling me different people. Yesterday I was Terry. Today I was Bob. I can't take it anymore. Oh, I can understand. Well, how does your mother not know your name?
She doesn't know. I'm telling you. I put notes on the refrigerator to tell her who I am, but she doesn't know.
Well, I wonder what the problem there is. So the teacher said, can I call your mother?
Well, of course you can. Do something about it. Why do you think I'm here in the closet? I don't like it. Do something about it.
So that's what she did. She went to the office and called his mother. She got on the phone and said, hi, this is Susie McTarty from Jingle School, and I'd like to talk to you about Jeff.
Jeff? What do you mean, Jeff?
Yes, your son, Jeff.
I don't have a son, Jeff.
Well, I'm afraid you do, ma'am. He's...
Are you trying to tell me I have a son, Jeff?
Well, yes, I am. And she hung up on her. Well, that didn't go over very well either. Now she knew that something wasn't exactly right. I mean, whose mother doesn't know the name of their kid? So, Jeff, he was really upset, and the teacher was really concerned. And all they could do is just hope for the best. Hope that one day she would break out of this madness that she was in and start to remember her own son's name. Well, it eventually would happen, I'm sure, through time. Something would click, and she would be able to remember who her own kid was, and things would go fall back to normal like they were and have been for the years all before this madness started. It'd eventually get back to what it was like it used to be in the old days when she would remember Jeff and call Jeff by his name and tell Jeff to do this and do that and ask Jeff to do this and that as well. So it would just a matter of time. He'd be able to figure it all out. Teacher got her some assistance there, and she was taken into therapy for about maybe 2 to 3 weeks till I finally convinced her that her son's name was Jeff. And each day it was really hard to get her to therapy because she wouldn't want to go. They'd have to literally go into the house and pull her out. You're going to therapy, they said. You have to. It's a must. Your son needs it. Your son needs you to understand who he is. And she wasn't convinced at the time, but through time, she was able to understand who it was. And lived happily ever after. She had to write down Jeff's name on paper, but she still knew who he was. That's all that mattered. As long as she could refer to that paper, she would know what her son's name was. And she was happy about that. That's what she did. She always remembered his name from that day forward. She always remembered his name from that day forward. She always remembered his name from that day forward. She always remembered his name. 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 She always remembered his name.